Today we are going to speak on Jesus' authority over nature and distance. Authority is a higher word than power. A soldier will fight the enemy with power, but it takes a commander to take command in the authority that is given to him. He does not have to show power. He commands, and he expects his commands to be obeyed. This is what Jesus also teaches us to do. Jesus had authority over nature, over distance, over sickness, over demons, over death, over sin, and over time. Jesus also has authority with us. If we learn from Jesus how he had authority over these things, we will learn from him. And he can have authority over these things in our lives. Mark 4, 37 to 41 shows us a wonderful account of Jesus' authority over nature. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship that it was now full. And he was asleep at the back part of a ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? This scripture caused me to ask the Lord two questions. One, how could Jesus be asleep in such a terrible storm? And two, why did he rebuke the disciples? And the Lord answered both my questions. One, Jesus was asleep at the back of the boat because he was not afraid of the storm. He was at peace because he lived above the storm. Jesus had fellowship with his Father. He was so full of the Holy Spirit, so much that he was able to stand up and take command over the storm. And the sea and the waves obeyed him, and there was a great calm. This is because what was inside Jesus was more powerful than the storm. And then Jesus rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith, because they had been with him for some time now. They had seen him heal the sick, cast out demons, yet they remained in unbelief. Jesus would have hoped that they might rise up with him and calm the wind and the sea with him, but instead they were afraid. Just like some of us, we see how big the waves are, how strong the wind is blowing, how big our problems are, our sickness or difficulty. And the Lord does not want to stay in our problems because of lack of faith, but to rise up with him above our problems, above our sickness, and take command with him in the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, if Jesus teaches us a new thing, he will often test us in what he has taught us. I was on my way from Hyderabad in England, in India, to Bhimavaram in India, and about to get on the plane when up on the television screen came, devastating cyclone Kwamut is raging through Andhra Pradesh, leaving devastating damage. I looked up on the map, showing on the screen, to see the storm was heading straight to Bemavaram. I got on the plane, landed, got picked up by the team, and drove straight to Bemavaram, had supper, and went to bed. At 1:30, I was awakened by the heaviest rain, thunder, and lightning I'd ever experienced, and realized the cyclone was upon us. And I began to call out to God and said, "Lord, this will ruin our whole crusade that we've come for. It cannot be outside in a cyclone. Please, Lord, help. Please, Lord, it's cost so much money to hold this crusade. Only you can stop a cyclone. Please, Lord, stop the cyclone." And then I remembered that Jesus rebuked his disciples when he commanded the storm to cease. And the Lord said to me, "Take authority." "But Lord, it's a cyclone." And the Lord said, "Take authority." I stood up. I began to pray differently. I prayed. I spoke to the cyclone. And I said, "Cyclone Kwai Mut, I command you in the mighty name of the name of Jesus to do an L turn and go out to sea in Jesus' name. And I speak to you spirits behind the storm. I command you stop in Jesus' name. I bind you down in Jesus' name." I carried on praying by taking command in the authority of the name of Jesus. And after this some time, the Lord spoke again and said, "The cyclone will be gone by 6 a.m. "Thank you, Lord." And I fell asleep. I overslept. It was 8 a.m. when I woke up, a beautiful calm day. I rushed my clothes on, run downstairs and asked the pastors, "When did the cyclone stop?" "6 a.m. they replied. I asked again just to make sure to someone else. "6 a.m. came the reply. God had answered our prayers, my prayers and the prayers of the pastors, and the storm had made an L-shaped turn and had gone out of sea. Cyclones do not do L-shaped turns, they go straight. And the result of this miracle is that we had the most wonderful 3 days of miracle crusades. And we had 93,224 decisions come in. It took our pastors 3 months to go through them. And many churches were planted through the new converts because we had over 100,000 people attend that crusade because they saw it on TV. And many, many, many thousands came because they saw the Christian God does L-shaped turns with cyclones. He has power over nature. But the Lord also has authority over distance. Let's go to Luke 7, 6 to 10. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, "Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you. But say a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned about, and said to the people who followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel." And they that were sent returned to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. The Lord has the same authority over distance today. And I'd like to share 3 examples from my own ministry because they happened in 3 stages of faith. The first happened in Bala, Kenya on Wednesday, the 28th of November in 2001. It was our very first crusade called the Fire Over Kenya Conference. The bishop had brought back an army general for supper. He had nothing to do with the conference, but after hearing us talk about Jesus, the general decided to receive Jesus for himself, so we prayed for him. Then he told us about his sick wife dying of TB. She could not stand up or speak or even sit up, but just slept all the time. I offered to go with him to pray for her, but he said it was too dark. If we could pray for her by laying hands on him instead as proxy, he believed his wife could be healed. We laid hands on him in prayer for her, and he left for home. On Saturday, the 1st of December at the crusade, this army general arrived with a testimony. We gave him the microphone, and he told them that how he had received Jesus as Lord at the bishop's house, and how he had asked us to pray for his wife, who had TB. Then he said, as he was nearing the house, he thought he saw his wife coming towards him, but could not believe his eyes. Then coming closer to amazement, he really saw her and heard her shout, "I am healed, 100% healed. I'm so happy." The Lord had healed her over distance. And I went to meet her a couple of days later, perfectly healed, still very, very thin though. The second time was in India at a crusade in November 2009, when the Lord told me to preach on the centurion servant, Jesus' authority over distance. While I preached the message, it came to the time to pray for the sick. I saw that these Indian people had mobile phones, and some of them began to ring up their sick relatives back at home, and they repeated, "Jesus can heal over distance, so I'm phoning you to lay hands on your sickness now, and the Christian God will heal you." We said the prayer, "Receive your healing in Jesus' name." Suddenly people were running up, waving their mobile phones in the air. So we let them up onto the platform. They testified of their relatives back home, for they had received their healing by Jesus' name over their mobile phones. All this was going out on national television. This resulted in 20 leaders and Hindu priests phoning in to receive Jesus as Lord, as they were also healed over TV. They said, "Your Christian God is a real God, because your Christian God can heal over distance." And the third testimony of Jesus healing over distance is now almost part of our ministry. It is totally impossible to visit all our 261 Bible schools in over 18 countries in Asia and Africa. But God has shown me a better way than to travel anywhere, and we now use a telephone to teach our Bible schools in other countries. I do graduations over the phone. I speak to many crusades. This is all done over the phone, and the Lord does it every time. He waits for our little voice to say, "Be healed in Jesus' name," and within a minute or two, many receive their healing, not sometimes, but every time. Not just headaches and sore tummies, but the crippled, the deaf, the blind, even disabled people have been healed over the phone. And now we do it by radio. I was graduating a Bible school in Uganda by telephone when Edward told me that we have to stop the graduations because of heavy rain, as the graduation is being held outside. I told Edward, "Well, let's take authority over the rain then, and pray that the rain stops in Jesus' name." So we prayed that the rain would stop in Jesus' name, and all the rain stopped, and we were able to carry on with the graduation and crusade. And as a result, 164 people in this particular graduation accepted Jesus as Lord because they saw the Lord's authority over nature, stopping the rain, as well as the Lord's authority over distance, praying for the rain, and praying for the sick and seeing them healed. Jesus is the authority over distance, and his miracles extend into today's time. All we need to do is take authority over distance in Jesus' name, and he will do it. I get so excited. Jesus teaches us in steps. He takes us level by level to where he can use us most effectively. It does not matter if he has not done it that same way before. Let him use you in something new and different like he has done with me. Jesus loves you so, so much. Jesus has authority. The authority that Jesus has, he won on the cross when he took our sin, our sickness, our death upon himself and conquered sin, sickness and death on the cross. Because when he was crucified, that is where Jesus made the breakthrough. He cancelled the agreement that Adam and Eve made with the devil for all of us who believe on his name. And then on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead in total and complete victory of the three curses of this world, sin, sickness, and death. And then Jesus ascended to heaven, where he is sitting alive and well at the right hand of God, his Father, right now, wanting to save you, forgive your sins, heal your sick bodies, and give you eternal life. Only Jesus has conquered sin, sickness, and death. Nobody else in history can claim such a thing. Only Jesus. Only Jesus is alive right now in heaven. No other God. Only Jesus is the living God. Only Jesus can help you. He can help you over distance from heaven and heal your body, forgive your sins, and give you eternal life. For Jesus is the authority. And when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, he gives us his authority, the authority of Jesus' name, to help others, to heal others. In the name of Jesus, this is glorious and it works. And if you have never received Jesus as Lord and Savior yet, make that decision today. Make it now. Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you as I am. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Please forgive me every sin I've ever done. I choose to follow you from this moment on in truth and righteousness. Thank you for forgiving me. Please come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior. If you said this prayer, that is a beginning of your new walk in God. You've got to stop doing wrong and start doing what is right. You need to pray every day. Get to know God in prayer. Buy yourself a Bible and read it. Learn all the truth and wisdom the Bible teaches you. And join a Bible-believing church. Get baptized in water to confirm your decision. And share with others what you've done. Some of you are sick right now. You need healing. Lay your hand on your sickness or your pain now. say this prayer. Lord Jesus, please place your spiritual hand over my hand, and I will be healed in Jesus' name. The authority of Jesus' name will bring healing to your body, even now. God bless you greatly. He loves you so much. And I will now hand back to our host.